And even that too, they must always be shown him where the tchum is they write to him. Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban, it's Mishalach of the Mitzvah. So we open up the Chinuch, following the Shittas of Rambam. The Chinuch writes, he b'shalach yesh bo mitzvah lo sasach as one lo sasach. You shouldn't leave set boundaries in Shabbos. And what's Mekoma means where you're staying for Shabbos, and three parsals is 12 milin, and 12 milin. If 12 million is about 10, probably about 10 miles. But if you figure out 12 million, if we usually assume that it takes about 18 minutes to walk a mill, so 12 million is 206, right, 206 minutes. So you figure that's about a 10 mile walk. Right? Make sense?
Okay.
Right.
What's
that?
No, that's right.
Approximately, somewhere in there.
How does that math work? I'm sorry.
If you have we figure a mill is about an 18-minute walk.
So that's a little less than a mile, right.
But the chinuch writes in the raisa, tchum is 12 million.
Right.
So you figure 12 million is about 10 million is 180 minutes plus 36, 216 minutes, right?
Right.
So 216 minutes is approximately 3.5 hours.
Right.
Okay, so 3.5 hours is about, if you figure that most people walk,
20 minutes.
But wait, 3 minutes in a mile, so it's about 10 miles.
Right.
Good?
Yeah, it's an easy way to get there.
Yeah. In a paper, pencil.
No, it doesn't mean that. 18, 20. 18, 20 minutes. 18, 20 is time.
So that would be a tchum nidin de vaisa. I think the Chinuch writes. You don't have this in front of you, but if you have the Xerox, if you have the Sefer, so then the very end, the Chinuch writes that the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. That the Rambam writes in Sefer on Mitzvahs that the Isef Chum Midei Raisa is 2,000 Amos. Like 2,000 Amos is about an 18-minute walk. And the Rambam writes in Sefer on Mitzvahs. The Rambam in the Al-Chazaka changes it to what we just said, that Midin Dei Raisa it is 12 milin, and the Rabbanon is 2,000 amos. And the Ramban writes, Chum is the Rabbanon down the road. Right? So the Rambam writes that we take the Yad Chazak to make it easy. The Rambam writes that Midin, they rise, a person cannot walk more than 12 milin outside of his place. He can't take more than a 10 hour walk. We said a 10 mile walk. Right, more than a 3.5 hour walk on Shabbos. No, not that with caring, some walking. Midi Rabbanon, 2,000 amos, 18-minute walk. And the Ramban says, no day rice, it's 12 minutes, all the Rabbanon. So Machloek is Tanoam. In Erevin, and Machloek is Tanoam, even clearer than Sechla Saita. And it's Machloek is between Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says that Tchum is day rice, and Rabbanon says Tchum is Rabbanon. So the Ramban and the Rashba paskin that Tchum is the Rabbanon. And the Rambam says that Machloik is with the Tchum is the Rice, Tchum is the Rabbanon, that's in 2,000 Amos. On Yud Beis Mill, that everybody holds it in their Rice. So it comes out that the Rambam holds that there is a Tchum they Rice and a Tchum the Rabbanon. And the Ramban says it's all a din the Rabbanon. So then Chassinuch points this out in the very beginning, the Aleph, the Vuv Rambam Perek of Zayin Mishabes Halach Aleph Chayin Das Kamagonim. The Tchum Shol Shnei Mosemil Hu Lav Shebetora. The Chazal goes to Alapai Mama. Avol Das Kamagdolim Kemoshe Maybe Rabbim Chavel Kamen. The Bchumen Ein Isin Torah Bishum Inyan Rak Min Rabbanon. The Ein Laarich. That's the Machloekes Mishona. All right. Now the Chinuch writes in Os Beis. So that was again. We said that tchum machlekes they write to the rabbanon. The rabbanon is 2,000 amos of chuliyah. What about eruv? Making an eruv tchumen, right? If a person has to walk more than 2,000 amos, so we can make an eruv. You can take a meal, and puts it into a box. Was that
meal? Not meal.
Right, takes a meal.
Meal?
And puts it into a box, and it's been a long day. And then he walks out 1999 amos, and he puts it there, and he's kona shvis in that place, and then he now has extended himself. He can now go 4,000 amos in one direction, right? All right, so we usually assume, I think, that a Reuven had Rabbanon. Eruv Tavshilin is for sure Rabbanon. Eruv Chatzeres is for sure, and Chatzeres doesn't work for a Rosh Hashanah Day Rice. How about Eruv Tchumen? So we would normally assume that Eruv Tchumen is also a Din Rabbanon. And it would make sense that it works for Tchum the Rabbanon, right?
But all we're doing when you're creating an Eruv Tchum, isn't it just making an extension of the year?
No. You're claiming this is my place. This is my Malkum.
But it's your Malkum that's part of the year. No, you're saying it's not part of the year, it's just...
Yeah, you can go 2,000... The meal, the Tchum is determined from your Malkum. If you're part of a city, so then your whole city is your Malkum.
Right. Oh, so you're saying that...
But let's say if you live in a desert isle, so then that's your Malkum. Right, the city becomes your Malkum, right?
Okay, I thought it was extending the city, so it doesn't.
I don't think so. You're claiming Malkum Shvisa.
Don't you lose the other way when you make it?
Right. Because that becomes your Malkum Shvisa. As if you want to go,
you lose the other way, but you designated that Malkum Shvisa.
Right, the Mimela, right, let's say a person wants to go...
Then you take a one arm out the other way.
Let's say a person wants to go in the Hackensack direction. While a person is home, Teaneck, Bergenfield, so he can go 2,000 amos towards Englewood, and 2,000 amos towards Hackensack, towards Dumont, and what's our south? Leonia? I don't know. So if you kona, because that's your Shemokim Shvisa of here. Now, if you want to go in the Hackensack direction, so you put a box somewhere in Cedar Lane before you get to Sears. You put a box over there, so then, now, that's your Shemokim. So now you can go 2,000 amos in the Hackensack direction, but you can't go...
Even one amos.
In the Englewood direction, yeah.
Even one amos.
Yeah.
Outside of the year.
Right. And how to define an ear has become more complicated. What about, so now when you do this tchum, is that a din they rise within the rabbanon? In other words, will be a nafkamina, 3 milen. Let's say you want to take a 3.5 hour walk past the city limits, past the, we want to walk, let's say in the Hackensack direction, and you want to keep on walking and walking as to Paramus and to Fairlawn. I don't know how far you'd go. So then the question is, so that'd be an Easter day risa, to go more than 3 milen. So the Rambam paskins. I'm not sure if we pass that way. I think that the poskim assume that tchum is rabbanon all the way. But let's say we're going to choshev shitas Rambam. Now, if you make an eruv tchumen, have you accomplished anything at all? If tchum is it rabbanon, doesn't work for shitas Rambam they write it. So the chinuch writes in oz base. Mavur beirin. Him roitzel lelech yosim elpaim amma v'shabas. Right? We have an oz base. In the old chinuch,
right. In that case, would be not after 2,000; it would be after.
Oh, well, then step by step. Let's after right now. Let's assume it's after 3 million, right?
You're willing to violate the sugar rabbanon. You just don't want to be
right. Right. A mavur be'irvin. Yeah, the mashal. Let's say you have a situation: a person is sick, but not deathly sick. Right, sick. Right, he's sick. He's not a pleasure sakana. Right. So he's going to do the rabbanon. No, take a cab. So he's going to be over the rabban. So the whole shem is going to be over the rabban. Not the erisus, right? So he can't do tchum the erisa. Tchum the rabban he can do with a goyish cab, right? So then he knows he has to. Let's say he knows that he has to go more than 3 mil. So I'll make a tchum. I'll make an erev tchumen, right? So says, so that is that sensible at all? So says the chinuch chinish. Umavur be'erivin. They wrote to Leilach Yosef if I'm on Mishamas. May niach b'sof al payim eriv. He puts an eruv at the end of 2000 Amos.
Number four Shabbos.
It's a good kasha, but Pashas is done by Benish Moshes. Machol kishira mavur shem b'shas. He puts the meal meal that Shas determines. Vavish visosoy b'mokem anachas eruv. And now, as we said before, his mokum, his place of staying, is where the Erev is. That's his home for Shabbos. Now he can walk in one direction, the Hackensack direction, he can walk to the Ramas. In the Englewood direction, he loses. Or, if he doesn't want to use the meal option, what he can do is he can actually walk there to the place, and instead of leaving food there, he's there. He's Yochel Arvim Raglov, Shekinish Mashvisa, Mikan Mokum Shvisa, that's where he's going to be, Erev Shabbos, and he walks back into town. The Ayin Erevin, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Protein, the Ein Tarach Larach, the Chain, now he drops the Chiddush. Bidei Raisa, the Shloish Parsois, Lishitas Eilu, Mahane, Gamkin Erev, Oyve pas, oyve regel. Says the Chinuch, when Chas Chinuch says, and an Eruv Tuchumen works within the Raisa. The Menichu Lesoiv Sholish Parsois, Eruv Yochel Lahaloch Mikan, Sholish Parsois, Umashla Tatskenegdoi. And he said, not only does it work, but it gives him three more Parsois. The Eruv works in doubling. It's a Din Dei Raisa. Just like the Eruv works in doubling your 2,000 Amos. The Eruv now, if you make an Eruv, so you'd be able to go 20 miles. Right? Why would you think that? He says, and we would think that Tchum works in the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Emes says it's a fake Erev. The Emes says, where are you staying for Shabbos? Where's your Makom Shvisa? Where are you having your meals? Where's your family? You're staying at home. You're not staying in this 2000. You're not staying in the street. You're not staying in Cedar Lane before you get to Sears. That's not your Makom Shvisa. You have a meal there. You're not going to eat the meal. You can eat the meal in your own house. So it looks like the Rabbanon's like we call it a gimmick, right? So when it comes to the Rabbanon, it's not a problem. Hey, Mamei Mamru, they made these, and they make the Heter, right? They made, these are, right, saw the Rabbanon, they make an Erev Chatzeres. You don't really have a wall around the city, you have Tursa Pesach. All right, Hey, Mamei Mamru. But he says, but Menei Raisa, Lechar, it shouldn't be. Right? The Emet, he had the almost exact same Nusach in the Ramban, the opening Ramban to the Erevin. We didn't have for a long time, there's no Ramban to Erevin. And then we found, I found in some svarim now, that, I don't know exactly when it came about, but some of the achrayim of the, probably of the 18th century, the 19th century, they already had likutim of the Erevin and Ramban, the Ramban and Erevin. They didn't have it, and Lamaisa, if you open up our Ramban and Erevin, the first piece is that you're dying. There isn't that much of it. And the first piece of this issue. Why? Because the Rif writes that Tchumen, because it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Yudayim days that Erev Tchumen they write. So the Ravid says, can't be. Erev is a Rabban to get in. Erev Chateres, Erev Tashilin. Tchumen they, it means Tchumen they write. Doesn't say Erev Tchumen. It's a different Girsa. But the Ramban says, that was the Girsa of the Rif. The Girsa of the Rif was Erev Tchumen Deiraisa. So Ramban says, how you talking? How could it be? That's the first Ramban, long piece. So he comes along, he says a similar word to what Jason says. We'll see in a moment. Ach be'emes mavura lehejah be'erevin lamedhei Rabbi Meir sever sofek Erev fossil. And the Ramban Kim'at says the same thing the Menachatina says. It's amazing that Menachatina didn't have the Ramban. But almost the same, it's almost the same Lashonis. the same Mahalach Machshava. He says, sounds like it's a day like he says, but it doesn't make sense. But I have a Perush Gemara. There are Meir Sefer Safek Erev Pasul who Maksha Shas the Sefer Ad Meir Sveik Luchumra. But Tanan who Metarit Sefer Ad Meir Tchumin Deiraisa. The Gemara says, how could Reb Meir hold that Safek Erev is Pasul should be a Din Derabbanan? The Gemara says that is Reb Meir saying Sveik Luchumra can't be. He must hold Safek Erev is an Isa Deiraisa. So now the. Menchatzinich finishes off, and the Ramban finishes off in the exact same way. Menchatzinich says, we know that Rav Meir and the Rabbanan argue as to whether Erev is, whether Tchumen is Deiraisa to the Rabbanan. But there's no record that they argue whether Erev is Deiraisa to the Rabbanan. So he says, it doesn't make sense to say that the Machlekes is Homo Atalia. Rav Meir holds Tchumen is an Iser Deiraisa. Right, so he should also say, and he holds Erev works Deiraisa. So if you hold like the Rambam, that everybody holds that there is some Tchum Deiraisa, so everybody should hold if it's an Erev Deiraisa. So he goes on to say, we the Shalish Parsois have a Deiraisa. We hold that Shalish Parsois is Deiraisa. Gam Kain Mahani Erev the Erev in a Torah. The ilav achi, because that's not the case. So lehoya mahane erev lemandam tchumen deiraisa. The cave and erev in a Torah mahane tchumen deiraisa gamkin the shorish pasois. Because Rav Meir is not chalik in this. So he says that's how it has to be. And then the end of this paragraph, two lines down, v'tzorach leimar shechazal kiblu ze b'torah shebalped the mahane erev. The mamoka in pita, like Yishma Ari, Virbegel, Shom Iker Shvisosai Kain Nere Pasha. So he says that it must be that that's a chiddush that you can do, that you can live at home, and you can put a box in a meal that you're never going to have, and you're going to put it in a certain place. So it must be, there's such a big chiddush that it must be part of halachah l'mishmas. It must be a Kabbalah that Chazal had, and the pshat must be. So that becomes Iker Shvisasa. Right? Now, what are you going to say? The Nira Pasha.
Yeah, I mean, if we understand that the whole, that it's not just a bunch of EBG stuff.
Yeah.
But it's Kinyan Shvisa, right? And
right.
The way that the Nechasinuch expresses is very clear. It says, he talks about not just putting the box of mass or some of that.
Right.
Let's take the simple case and then you'll extend it.
Yeah.
Simple case, the guy is, walks over, you know, Gimel Milan.
Right.
He sits there till Nitzah Shabbos, right? He's got to be there, Benesh Mashos, he's Konesh Visa.
Right.
Sure, he can walk home. The point isn't that.
Yeah, he can walk home, why not?
You get out.
Oh, that's the next cash. Hold on, that's the next cash. Hold on a minute.
If this is my 3,000, my Kinyan Shvisa, and I walk 3 mil to here.
Yeah.
So then, what the halach is I can walk another 3 mil here.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not that I can't go back here because now this is my Kinyan
Shvisa. Right. 100%.
Here.
No. But Yosef is saying that the Din Derabbanan will get in your way. We'll see in a moment. He was saying that you're going to get messed up by the Din Derabbanan.
Right. Okay,
but it's a separate issue, right? Now the truth is that the just like the Chitmit Chasina says, he starts to raise the possibility that we should distinguish between a person who walked there Erev Shabbos and stays there when Shabbos comes in, he's Kodesh Yisrael Raglai, and a person puts a meal down there. So the Ramban has the same Nosach. Maybe we should make a Chiluk. Ramban does not make that Chiluk, but you do find that there's like a lingering Chiluk which comes up in some Mishonim and Achronim, that maybe there's a difference between sitting there when Shabbos comes in, that's the real Erev, and leaving a meal there, which is an Erev to Rabbanah. But the Minchas, he doesn't say that.
But there's no difference on the 2000 Avos. All an Erev.
No,
for
that
Erev and
Rabbanan.
Yeah. I don't recall any.
No, Lamaisa, right.
Why should it be a difference?
No, if you said a difference, you'd say that there is an idea of Mikoina Shvisa if your mom is there. And Chazal, like Jason said, they took the Deiraisa, the Erev. Erev, and they were extended into a Drabbanan Degen Erev. So, Halacha L'maaseh, they both are going to work.
No, I hear that, but I'm saying that once you're saying that, the meal is equivalent to
Mahal Karadva. Right.
It's equivalent. So even though...
No, you could say one's a gimmick. And Shabbos comes in, you're taking a shower in your own house. You're not out there in the street. That could be... The bottom line is that Ramban says no, and the Chassidim says no, it's all the same. All right?
I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
When we say it's double,
yeah.
If it only doubles if you put it at 2,000 almost. It's just 2,000 almost,
right?
Further than
right. That's your maximum.
If you put it earlier, then you get
2,000 from that place.
If you make a mistake, you make it 2,001, then you can't go even one amma anyway out of the city.
Well, no. So you can't go home.
No. Let's say you put the box, you put the meal, right? You put the meal, and then you go home to take a shower, and then you can't leave the city at all, anywhere, because you made it to 2,000.
Then you're outside of your Mokum Shvitza.
Right. As the second you walk out of your city,
you're right.
So it's fine line.
Right. I say you do it safe.
1999.
Good, so, and that's the conclusion of the Ramban as well, right? Now, so again, so what's the chiddush we just said? That according to that the Ravid holds no such thing. Eight chumit, was that?
Right.
That the you couldn't use the chazir zama in this case. You'd have to use. So comes up that the Ravid holds. I think what I always assumed the Muslim Rishon is. That Erevin is a Rabban and the Gedin. Comes the Ramban, Min Chatzinus Mechavin the Ramban, Erevin, that Erevin is a Din, Erev Tachumin is a Din Eiraisa. Right? So what's the shot? The Mechatzinuch alluded to it, the Ramban spells it out, the Ramban says the Lashon, he says that Al Mokim Zeh, Me'acher Shekov Al Mokim Shvisase, the Mokim, Mr. Yom, and he also says, the Mashalachal Meshvisinai, either Salachum Shinai or, as Jason said, Chazal Sovereign. Shemeyacher Shekova Mokim Shvitzasi, the Mokim Mesuyam. The void is that it's not a fake Iran. I'm saying this is my place. So just like I can say, this is my Mokim, but I'm going to eat out today. And this is my Mokim, I'm going to have a sleepover. This is my Mokim, I'm going to shower in a different place. So a person can say this. A person announces, this is my Mokim, this is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Maybe if it's a right, you would actually have to eat it.
I don't know. Because the Lashon the Ramban is Bein Miraglav, Bein Bateh, Bein Bepas. Bein Miraglav is Bein Bateh, Bein Bepas. So it sounds like that that even Bateh doesn't work within the Eraisa.
That means within Fire?
Because the Minchasidus says later on, what happens, he holds the Midin the Eraisa, even preparing the Eruv would work, even if you don't get it to the right place. That's in the other side of the page, the last paragraph. Midin the Eraisa, the Midin Rabbonah, you have to put him Mavshul, and he holds that's only Exera. So it sounds like that, just being Kaveh Amokah and Bedasai, that's the Zin of Eruv. Right? That's called the Teresat Yetish from Koimai, that's his Mokah. So now the Minchasin asks Yosef's question. He says, well, what's going to happen? Halacha l'masa, I put an Erev at the end of my 10 miles, right? At the end of my 12 mil. Midir Abon and I can't get there. So does it accomplish anything for me? If I put an Erev and I can't get to it, does it have a Mokum Shvisa? So I declared my Mokim Shvisa in a place that I shouldn't be. Right? So we gave the example of, let's say we gave an example of going to the hospital. So you're going to say, well, that could be my Mokim Shvisa if I have to go to the hospital. So I have to go to the hospital. Right? He's a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. He can only do Drabonim. So therefore he decides he's going to put his Eruv 9.5 miles out. Right? So now, Mikir Adin, he can't have that meal. He can only have the meal if he's on the way to the hospital. So does that work at all? Has he accomplished anything at all? So the Chassidus says that's the old Chakira of whether a Din de Rabbanon is going to have an impact on a Din de Raisa. There's a midin derabanan I can't eat it, but midin deraisa I can have it. So do we say that the din derabanan that prevents me from having it, it would be the same thing on l'aniyas da'is if a person would make a meal that's also midirabanan, but not midiraisa. Person's meal would be, I don't know, chicken and milk. That's the meal that he got. Right? So is that considered to be, right, some bread. Some bread is an isa derabanan. Some bread that was maybe, I don't know, pas akum in a place, mamish pas akum, pas balabais akum. And he puts it there. So midin deraisa, he didn't eat it. Midin derabanan, it's not a meal. So the minchatim, that's the old chakira. Whatever you're going to decide, not a chakira. But they said, what about the other way around? The bottom, the last paragraph. Ach, nafkamina, b'minyach ha'eruv l'sof alpayim, sheyokol lelach imokim ha'eruvoy, oid alpayim, v'lvadeh ha'vekan shvisos gam king dinyin shalosh parsias. He's going the other way around. Can I measure my three parcels from an eruv that was placed at the edge of my 2,000? Ve'enechayim, al sholish parsois, Minair rak mina eruv. Rechem litzad shekenegdoi, and yochol lelech rak sholish parsois imokem eruv. Vimholach yosel loke, ki akol chashvinon mina eruv ki eruv havi mina Torah. He says once you say this would be a nafkamina between the Ramban and the Raivin. This is chiddush. A person makes an eruv at the edge of 1999 amos. Alright? Now he has to go. Was that?
Against my advice.
Right. He has to go to a hospital which is 3 mil plus 999 and 2,000 ounces. Right? So if you hold like the Riven that the Aram is a gimmick, so it works for the Rabbanan Zikadinim. They write, so you're home with your home. They write, they have to measure the 3 mil from town. You haven't gained anything but chlau. If you hold an Erev works for Dinde Raisa, like Jason is saying, that's Yimokim Shvisa. That's Halacha L'Maisa V'Sinai. So then, this would be Halacha L'Maisa for us, right? So then our 2,000 Amos, so then our 3 million would work from the Erev of 2,000 Amos. It says in Minchas Chinuch, that's really not committed for us. Can you Isa the Raisa? When does the person get Malchus? How can you gain? So that's what the Minchas in the Ramban says, that Erev works, midin the Raisa.
Okay, if you can go 3 plus 3, you can go 3,000 plus 3, right? It's still looking at 3 parcels plus
if,
3.
Yeah. But if you only derive it, then it's all a gimmick. It's only Heimam Eimamu. No Lachum Yishtina. So then, you can't, then you've done nothing. Your home is your home.
Chumin and Erevin are linked up.
Right.
So, according to the Ramban, the reason that he says it's all a gimmick is because, according to the writing, he says it's all a gimmick
right
because he holds that Chumin is Drabana. Chumin is Drabana and...
No, why to say that? Why can't
he say that? Right, wasn't that the whole thing? He said, if you hold Erev is Drabana, you have Chumin is Drabana. You hold Eruv's Daraisa and Chumin's Daraisa, or vice versa. You hold Chumin's Daraisa, Eruv's Daraisa.
But it's certainly correct. If you hold Chumin's Daraisa, Eruv has to be Daraisa. Right. If you hold Eruv's Daraisa, Chumin has to be Daraisa. Right.
Okay,
so but now, you could hold.
Okay, so next, wait, let's take this picture.
Yeah.
If you hold it's all a gimmick,
right,
then you're saying that it's Rabbanan.
Right.
So then you're saying Chumin's Rabbanan.
No. You could hold that Chumin's Daraisa.
You could hold like the Rambam.
Chum is Deiraisa for three.
That
Gimel
is
right.
Even.
Deiraisa, and the Erev only works.
Not the Rambam.
No. If holding the Rambam, Erev is. Chum is Deiraisa for 12 million, the Rabbanan for 2,000, and Erev works for 2,000. I think so the Rabbanan would say.
But you have
spoken.
Yeah.
regular clothing is rabbanan.
Yes.
You don't have to use the full 2,000.
No.
2,000, you can get
right.
The rest from there.
Right.
But why can't you say that if he goes to 1,000,
yeah.
Well, he should be able to get 3.5 mil for direction? Because at least it's a...
Why?
No,
where is his mother? Where is he living?
You're saying that you're saying that
tonight
is fucking
cheap. Yeah. Yeah. So they'll say you can make it. Yeah. So look at the Ayin Vatur in the Lux Nishasinuch is on the second column. It's top. The Ayin Vatur Arachayim. It's before halfway. Before halfway. He doesn't have Gimel Dayan. He's nothing. He says, oh yeah, you do the same thing. The Rav writes that in one of his essays there's something called the Geula for Svarim. The Sefer can also have a Geula. The Sefer that hasn't been something like an Erie, for example. He was in the Vatican until the 50s. So I had a Geula. So tell me something in Chassinuch also. This new defus is like the Rashavel Ramban. The same thing I was saying. I said, Ayin Surah Rachayim. Ayin Surah Rachayim. Simen Tov Ches Kosa. Right? Mibnei Shetchumin de Rabbonon Hikilu Vehitiru Vehulu Shitanei Vugoi Nirumin Borov Delamanda Omar Tchumin de Raisa. Loi mane eruv, ukvar kasavti. The mavur b'shatur sounds like the position, the rabbi's position. It sounds like before the minchas chinuch. It's in the rabbanon. Ukvar kasavti. I explained that this is very strange because it's mavur just otherwise. And the end of this paragraph, he writes, shuv heir Hashem yizbarach es einai umatzosi ve'eli rabba. Shom Reisha Simon Omad Bazalatur, the Khin Kosav the Ma'ari Viraglov, Vadaiman. This is the Khilak we were saying before. After Din the Torah of the Gamba Pas, Kamush Kosavn Lamala. The Eli Rabban notices that the tour holds that Erevin is the Rabbanan. He says, if you actually are walking near Erev Shabbos, by Khashek, he thinks that should this be the Deiraisa. But he would think even a Pas is the Deiraisa. It's a Kasha on the tour. Right. Now, why is this important? Because the Rambam writes, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that we should only use Erevin, Erev Tchumen, for mitzvahs. You want to go to a certain town, you want to visit somebody, be Gecholim. You want to hear Shofar in a certain place. You want to daven in a certain place. The Gemara, all the cases of Erevin are all, you want to visit your Rebbe, Rebbe's coming this direction, it's coming that direction. So that's because the Mishnah Erevin says that we should only use Erevin with Tzarech Mitzvah. Alright, so that's a Dinder Rabbanon. Right, the point of Rabbanon. And if you hold that the whole concept of Erevin is Rabbanon, when they create this whole concept, this whole trick of making a Malkim Shvisa out of a piece of bread, out of loaves of bread, for mitzvahs. Right? They didn't want that their Alpayim Amma should get in the way of being Makabal Rabbi of going to hearing Shavuot because they made a gimmick. Fine. But if you hold that Erevin is Deiraisa, right, so that means that Erevin is Deiraisa, L'Chari should work, Torah didn't get it, the number of records only for the Torah Mitzvahs. Chazal came along and said, you shouldn't use Erevin like that. Right? You should only use Erevin the Torah Mitzvah. So now the Ram is the following din. What happens if b'di ovad a person made an eruv shalil terech mitzvah, terech rishos, they want to take a long tiyul, a long shpatzir? It's also that they try to discuss exactly what is the return to discuss. It could be a shpatzir. It's also a mitzvah. It's also an ikshav. So just you figure out something with a rishos. You have to walk someplace, and you will not enjoy walking. Right? So you got to walk someplace. So you figure it's a terech rishos, right? So the Rambam says, what's the din if a person did the Avad, he put the loaves of bread there, he locked it up, it's 999 Amos outside of town, he goes back and he hears the shir from the Rav, Parsha B'Shalach, and says, Erev Tchumen, Terech Mitzvah. So what's the din then? So Rambam writes, no, the Erev's there. But the Avad, it's okay. He shouldn't have done it, but the Avad, it's okay. And the Magad Mishnah, and that over there, writes, that this is a big machlekes rishonim. That Rashi would not agree. Rashi said, "Bili avad, it's not good." And the Rashba would say that it depends what kind of erev you made. If you made an erev viraglov, that would work. If you made an erev with a piece of bread, that wouldn't work. The Magid Mishnah says, and then the Magid Mishnah writes that the Ramban explains the Shitas to Rambam. Right? The Shitasai. What's Pshat? Why should it work? What's the Machlag? Does it work for the Ovan? It doesn't work for the Ovan. So obviously the Rambam must hold. It works with the Ovan. That is a real Mokim Shvisa. Chazal said, make a Mokim Shvisa. We're telling you, only use this Mokim Shvisa with Tzerach Mitzvah. It's a Dinder Rabbonim. But the day rises, you Mokim Shvisa. Chazal are advising, maybe they figured, I don't know, they keep the original din. It's an interesting din. It means that Chazal are discouraging us from using a Heter Day Raisa. It's an interesting din. But that's what the Ramban will look at. The Ramban would say that the reason why the Rambam says, Bidi Avad is good, is because it's your Mokim Shvisa. So that's where you are. Right? So Chazal told you, don't do it. Only the Mitzvah Mitzvah. So the rice is good. But Rashi, who says that this, the Mishnah has not spelled this out, but the Bach on the Tour has spelled this out. The Bach, the Tour writes, the Tour holds like the Rashi. The Tour says, Erev Techumen Mitzvah. It's not Mitzvah Mitzvah. You can't work with it. With the Avad, if you made an Erev Techumen Shaloi Mitzvah Mitzvah, not good. So the Bach explains because the Torah is Lishitasai. Because the Torah says, like it says over here, Rabbanan Ekelu, Rabbanan Etiru. The whole thing is that this. No, you haven't moved your Mokim Shvisa like around Ban, like a Raven. You haven't done anything. Chazal gave you a gimmick. They told you you can be Ma'arev, your meals, the Ferev Tavshilin. They told you you can build a wall around the town of Zomriel. They told you you can be Ma'arev, your Tumen. They didn't Tzerach Mitzvah. But there's no Tzerach Mitzvah. Chazal didn't tell you to do that. So you see, this is another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid. If you hold that the concept of Erev works with Eraisa, then the limitation of the Tzerach Mitzvah is only L'chachila. So the Bach, when we hold this Rabbanon, then the limitation will be is a binding limitation, right?
Why can't you say, putting aside the issue of Mitzvah, why can't you just say the another thing is the Kila versus the Diyat, and that is the location of the Erev. In other words, if you put the Erev of 2001 on this way, and then you think it's 1999,
right.
And you come back, you hear this year, how do you measure an Amma, and you're off. Now it's 2001.
Right.
Now can you go? So there, you clearly can go because you're
Within
the Mokar
Right.
They're a Monon, so maybe they're the same thing. They're about only made the Gzeira, the Chakila.
I don't know because they're saying there you could be in violation of the Tchum Derabbanan.
Here you could be in violation of Tchum Derabbanan too, because you put it there.
But there Chazal made a special din that they only want you to use it. So if the Tchum works with a Raisa, Chazal were not mafkir that in the Raisa. They just said we don't want you to use it.
No, but either way, you start with an Isser Daraisa, right?
Right.
And you add on to it an Isser Darabonim.
Right.
They take away the Isser Darabonim by the Erev. And then they add another Isser Darabonim for using it at Shlozer.
Right.
And now so they all cancel each other out except the Isser of using it at Shlozer. And I guess what we're saying is that Isser only applies to Kafila.
That, correct. Yeah.
And so if you put it too far, then you didn't cancel everything out,
right?
And you got because you didn't. You just didn't do
your chum, right? So the Chinuch quotes a famous Gemara that now we have to analyze in the light of this issue, and that is the Yom Kippur Gemara. He quotes it in going back now to where he left off. When we discussed. Can you use the Erev for your Tchum De Raisa? In the The last mincha chinuch is page kuf chav dalad in rachav ayin yuma, right? The ayin yuma samach vav and beis. What's happening over there? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the din is the ish isi has to take the sa'ir 12 milin plus a little bit from Yerushalayim to the Azazel Azazel. Right? The Gemara says that the ish isi came from Chalal Shabbos. The Gemara says, he doesn't eat Mechal Shabbos. He has to taste the shlep an animal. He won't do Mechamel, he'll walk along with the animal. So what's the Chilu Shabbos? The Gemara says, if the animal becomes very, very shvach and can no longer walk, so then you're going to have to do Haitzah, right? And it's no longer Chai Neitzah Atma because it can't walk anymore. So he'll be Matir, he can do Haitzah on this animal. Fine. The Gemara says, so now the Rishonim say, I saw. Okay. He's going by Yan Tchum. Right? So Rashi addresses that. Perish, oh, ground it. So Rashi says, Ulpirish Rashi, Imi Shemisa Tchumin, Ha Tchumin the Rabban Ayin Shom. Right? Is it apparently?
Against the Rabban.
Yeah, apparently it's like the Rabban, right? So what's Rashi saying? Why is it? Like the Ramban. Against the Ramban, against the Ramban. Rashi says, why did the Gemara say very, very easy? We're asking the Ish Iti every time he goes to the Azazel to go beyond the Tchum. Right? That should be the day Rashi is doing Machala. So he says, must be like the Ramban. Tchum is the Ramban. So now the Gemara's Ari asked, no, so what the heck will the Ramban do with this Gemara? Right? What will the Ramban do with this Gemara?
What's Rashi's
car?
Since
you drop
on
the Shvitz Mikdash,
therefore you love to.
So I don't need a pasuk. No, I have a pasuk to be matish. I should need a pasuk, right? So v'lechora afil tchumen de raisa mikol mokem heich kotzva atera afil b'shabbos terabusa mechal and shabbos tchumen amavur sham din mishlaim v'anatzuk yud beis mil v'mkeim in atera yuchal la'arev. The Yuchel Leilech, Sheish Parsois, Kamoshik Asavnos. And Chassim says, you know, it's not a Parsois, like Glenn said. There's no problem. Because when they write that Chum works. So it's 12 million. So you can put it, you put it out after 1 or 2 million. Then they write, so you're going to have your Erev. You have your, so you add in your Pasuk.
You have to do
it
with the Rav.
Yes, well,
Yishit Nikain.
Yes. Then you use
an air with food
on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
I think in general.
Yeah.
I mean,
usually
you can make a
difference.
In general, could you do that?
I think so.
That has to be
Zerah. Okay.
That's
right.
Easy.
Right. So then, so he says.
Chazid.
Was that?
So that has to be
Chazid. Yeah, yeah. So he says, V'im kein min ha-tara yuchal la'arev yuchal leilech sheish parsois k'moshe k'savnu. That sounds like it's leilech. Then when they write him on the Erev, Ach be'emes tehoya mizdanein kach tehyatzuk somuch nivishalayim sholish parsois aval ein kpeda ima yibirochoik yoysi mishesh parsois. Emes, he thinks it wouldn't be a problem, but he thinks afilo would be a problem, may have a teretz v'chein v'shilo efshar yibirochoik yoysi. He says, I'm going to talk about Yerushalayim, but this is how to do Yishivi from Shiloh as well. So we don't know how far, probably Shiloh was further from the from Azazel. So he says, V'shapri kosva teira afilu b'mokam sheni yokol la'arev v'kol mokam techa Shabbos. Al kein pirish Rashi, t'tchum havei rak nirabonon v'zeh poshos. And Chassinuch says, so the chosim is a problem with the Rambam. Right? Why? What forced Rashi to say Tchumen Zerabbanon? He said Tchumen Zerabbanon because the Gemara didn't choose the Isa Tchumen to be that which has to be Mechal Shabbos with Ishiti. So the Minchas Chinuch says, so you'll tell me that it's really not a problem because I can do an Erev. It's not a little bit less than 12 million. The Rishami sounds like a little bit more than 12 million. But he says, alright, maybe it's not quite 12 million. But he says, but also they had to do it from Shiloh as well. It was more than 12 million. Right? So why didn't Rashi say that's the Dinde Raisa? So that's why Rashi said it must be the Tchumen Rabban. But the Gemara Sari, when the Chayim says, no, so Rashi, you can put in for Rashi. But what did the Rambam? So what would the Rambam say? So it should still be difficult.
Can't you say that the muffin is the
right? Right. So therefore, the
problem is Shiva.
Right.
Once you say the destination becomes the muffin shvisa.
Well,
the sole purpose is to bring the center. So that, in a sense, becomes his mafum shvisa. Because
that would help. It won't help if you need more than
shlosak,
right? That'll help if it's right. If it's six parsos, but if it's more than six parsos.
No,
even
six parsos is too far, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Mafum shvisa,
right.
then you can't walk.
Yud beis milin, right? Yud beis milin. So now, again, I don't know if the Matthias is there. I'm sure. I don't know.
I don't know if it's one specific place or
it's
a place that.
I would assume it's one specific place, and that it's not some. Was that?
I thought it was.
Is that you can find the cliff anywhere in Beirut?
Yeah,
they didn't have.
In the
middle,
they also did
a way. They didn't have. What's that?
Same sentence.
Yeah.
As you got to Shiva, you can see it's cliffs all over the place.
You wouldn't have to find, yeah. Okay, maybe that's I don't know. I don't think it's an answer. There's a sefer that they put out recently from Rav Ruderman. So he suggests the following answer. He suggests, we don't have time to go into this. The very beginning of the Minchas Chinuch discusses that the Isur Tchumen is not like a Malacha. The Isur Tchumen is a separate Lav, right? So the Asay of Azazel, right, cannot be Deicha Itzah, because Itzah is both a Lav and an Asay, right? The Lav of Malacha, the Asay of Tishvoyse. But the Minchas Chinuch's first piece, he made enough committed. It's interesting enough committed. His first piece is that Tchumen is different. He said Tchumen is not part of the Malacha, so it does not come under the Lav L'Tasa Malacha. Right. That's why it wouldn't be a problem, B'chlal, he said. See, that's probably why Rashi, right? So that's why Rashi couldn't say Tchumen, right? Right. No, Rashi didn't have to say, he has the Tchumen.
Rashi didn't have to say Tchumen's Rabbah.
Right. Right. Let's just cover one more detail over here, and that is on Osvav. Osvav is the Hinei Bamesha Kasavnu Lamala. Right from Chan Yerushalayim, they have overlays. I was the tour, so I was also an auction for a long time. I used the old tour, so I caved in.
I remember when you caved. That was the.
That's right.
You were the first Naburo we gave you.
Right. That's right. So the Osvav, he says, "Videi v'meshek asavnu lemala." Right? The person who goes out of Tchum, only Arabis. The Dabka B'Tchum, the Rabbana named Amru, named Amru, the Yeshua Apayim Lachol Ruach, the Mimokim She'osa HaMitzvah. Abel Tchum, the Raisa Le'Shaychze. So he says, we put it more before, what's the din of a person is Yotzei B'Rishus? Right? In other words, the Gemara's examples that a person is going to save a life. A person is going to help a woman give birth. So the halacha is, they go chutz l'tchum, and then the Torah gave them, then the Mishnah writes that they went to save a life. We're not going to say, all right? Now you can't go Dalet Amos. Right? You can't, the Gemara says you went out because you heard that there was Jews in trouble, and you went out to save them, to ward off the now. Can't move, you're stuck with the Dalet Amos. So therefore the halacha is that once you're in the place, the person, the Mialetis who went there is 2,000 Amos in all directions. Right? So it says in Minchas Chinuch that this is on the Din de Rabbanon level. If a person ended up going more than 3 million, he has Dalet Amos. In the Torah, we don't have a heter in the midin deraisa. To go beyond 3 million, that's a tall sefarsh, it's ikoch nefesh, right? But what's the heter once you're out there? The heter once you're out there is that next, we want to make sure you do it again the next time, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're more than 3 million, the Torah does, we don't have a heter midin deraisa. That's not so poshut. Rav Moshe is a tshuva, we hold that the halacha of Shema Yisrash also love is a din deraisa. Rav Moshe is a landmark tshuva, right? The whole the din of coming back. How can the person's on in the squad, in the ambulance squad, right? So he's allowed. So we send them out, right? No, now we send them out. So how can he come back? So Rav Moshe is one tshuva, can come back, and he has to send the next person, right? But let's say he's not an atzala. Let's say he's a doctor, right? So he rushes in the hospital because of the pikuach nefesh situation, right? So let him stay in the hospital. The next pikuach nefesh will also come to the hospital, right? He's in the right place. So let him stay there, right? So how can we allow him to come back? Because we say if we don't let him come back, Shem Yisrael also love it. Next time we'll figure out a reason why the resident can take care of it. His partner can take care of it. It doesn't sound so bad. So we will allow him in schos. They didn't have to go in. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, which got many, many poskim aggravated, he can even drive back. That's a din then a day rice. It's a matir din day rice, even when you're not going to save a life, because Shem Yisrael has the same level of koch nefesh. Rav Shlomo Zalman was very angry with his tshuva. Shlomo Zalman writes, and it's a famous tshuva already, he writes, it's Simon Ches, first time in Chashlom, he wrote a tshuva. He was so caustic to Rav Moshe's tshuva that he writes Rishus at the beginning. He said, I asked Rav Moshe Rishus to print this tshuva. So what the Minchas Chinuch is assuming, not like Rav Moshe, right? That obviously, we're going to be Matid Ravon, we're going to be Matid Raisa. So if he had to go more than 3 million, then he's stuck with Dalai Lama, that's part of the price of Big Makan Bikuach Nefesh. So on the other hand, but Chazal, they gave you the light. They're the ones who said you want more than 2,000 amos. You're mechalal din rabbanon. So now they're saying we'll give you room to move. You get 2,000 amos to move. He says v'luch ora biyumas amazayin amud aleph. It sounds like that the Isha Iti had 12 milen to go from Yerushalayim until Azazel. And the very last booth to the cliff was 2 milen. Upirish Rashi. Shamba Mishnah, the Afal Pita Hilich Bershus, Eino El Alpayim, Vikan Chosesh Neimilin. So Rashi says it doesn't add up, because this, the Isha Iti, we send them out all the way to the Sukh. Okay, good. So now, Dalaramas, he should spend the rest of the Kippur in the Sukh. But we allow him to come back to the first booth, and the first booth is 2 million, more than 2,000 Amos. Upirish Rashi, Lazehi Tiru Lefishu Mu'una V'cholosh V'od Shiyarei. So he says there was a special din. He's weak. He's Mu'una. He's deprived. He's fasting. V'od Shiyarei, and we're afraid for him. Vinei Kan Yatzut L'Tchum Deiraisi Yedis Milin. Yemkin Heyach Yuchalachzu Mishum Chusha Heyach Matir L'Yisa Teira. Says the Einai. To the yotza mitchum de raisa, to yud beis milin, the yud beis milin muter leilech min haTorah, el osir leilech chutz yud beis milin. Shemavur lehoyu el yud beis milin. They show you poches maat, they pay latan on the name of God. So he says, no, you know what? It was just under yud beis milin. All right, that's all to say. Takes care of the family. Right.
He's still allowed to go. He's probably in the rabbanon.
So that would make. Yeah. He never was mechalal in their raisa, right? So then look what he says. Then he says the next paragraph: Shuv ve'ir Hashem Yisbarach es einai u'motzasi b'teis yishanim. Amazing finish. And it's also in the Sefer Masechtos. Nima Maschul Bo. Kosma Shom Zela Shainai. The Oimer Rebbe. A filu man de Omer Tchumen de Reisa. Kevon Shle Hoyisa Shvisosai Shom Kavua. Mitchila Say Yoim. Im Choser Lo. Ein Tan Isim in a Torah. Virabonon Lo Igoz Bichega. Adkan Shainai. Here on the Bekushizu. The Chichu Dover Chodesh. The Easter Torah who davka l'esrachek mitchumoi, shayu b'tchilas Shabbos, avol b'chozer, afilu b'yoser mitchum dei raisa, ein kan Easter Torah mimokim ze, kevon v'yhoyisa shvisos b'mokim ze b'tchilas hayoyim. In kein zechinu b'din ze, d'loike ayoytzei chusotchum. Hainu mitchilas atchum shayis l'shvesu b'mad yoyim. V'malach afilu gamma persoiz. Mitchilas lel Shabbos. V'vaday loike. Al kol arva amois. Hainu b'misrachi kol pam. Avol miyotza derech moshel afilu asara persoiz. V'achrei de chozar afilu yoyisim misholish persoiz. Ein kan isa tera. Kemoi holach ha-sholish persoiz mimokim shvisosai. Mitchilas ayoyim. Ein kan isa tera. That he didn't, the Easter day Raisa is go further and further, right? But once you're on the rebound, there's no Easter day Raisa. The Easter day Raisa is a new getter in Tchum. We would think normally the Easter Tchum is leaving a defined area. He says no. The Easter Tchum is going further away from it. But the moment you're on the way coming back, so you're mokoyim, so there's no Isa deraisa of a chlau.
You don't have to make it back.
Know that?
You don't have to make it back.
Something doesn't make it back. Right.
So it sounds like also that means that if you didn't, back to my point before, if you did make a mistake, you put it too far, then you would be able to go leave from your real shvisa, or let's say your shower shvisa, towards that, even one amma, right? Because then you're going back towards your shvisa.
Uh-huh. If you hold the kidney shvisa, which means then they rise.
Yeah.
So then,
even on
your
level, even on the Rabbanon level, if you put a 2001 amos, you're allowed to go that in that direction. The original thesis was that you couldn't walk an amma anywhere because you put your shvisa too far, and that's your according to shvisa.
Right.
So no, really, you can walk that way because you're walking towards your shvisa instead of away from your shvisa.
The only thing, this is only on the direction level.
Is this only in the Rishon? Or the Rabbanon pattern, maybe the Rabbanon pattern, or then?
You go out of the tchum, you can't go back in.
Right. Well, it could be that's what to begin with.
No, the mission is. If you go out of
Tchum, you're not. No, but this whole Svara could be that's your.
I'm saying, even
Tzchum's
only
thing. Oh, he would have to say, right. There's only the right to take a level.
Yeah.
Right. This official, the Ramban.
I didn't understand Svara.
Svara is that the Easter Tchum is an Easter of leaving. But if I'm not leaving, it's going away from your Makom Shvisa and Shabbos.
Is it that because we thought that it resets itself? Right, now
that I'm down the Tchum,
I'm
reset, but that wasn't my Makom Shvisa, Knesset Shabbos. Right. Barely get down without most. Yeah. So now someone is on that, but
if you, what the Tchum says, even if I'm walking back and I'm still outside my
Gimel Parsa, right, it's not over. Yeah.
So why shouldn't I have to at least get back within my
Gimel Parsa? Yeah, that's just right. No, because the Easter is not coming, the Easter is leaving.
It's not
an Easter walking, it's not an Easter of.
Right,
it's not being out of your Makom. Okay, so don't go further away from your Makom.
Right.
Okay, so to make a sikum, we organize it around this Ramban. What we said is that the Ramban is a chiddush. The Ramban holds that the Kinyan Shvisa is a real din. As he explains, that you really claim a Shvisa in a new place. So therefore, since the Ramban has that din, so the Ramban says that would make a Ramban Tchumen and Dindei Raisa. And we work on the Dindei Raisa level. And then we said that's why the Oman, if you don't do the Tzorach Mitzvah, it would still be Chal. And then what we didn't say is that the Ramban is Cholek on this Minchas Chinuch. This Minchas Chinuch that said that if a person goes out to do Pikuach Nefesh, so then he is stuck there. If he goes out beyond the din deraisa, he's stuck there. If he goes beyond the Isra, Rabban Chazal said, all right, not bad, we'll makel on you. We'll give you 2,000 ounces. If you go beyond the Isra deraisa, no one said you can, gave you the rights of Mokim Shvisa. So Ramban is chaylei. Ramban says, when you go out for a shus, when the Torah says you can go out via Chilu Shabbos, then the Torah is saying that's all part of your Mokim. You're not being Yetish Mokimim. Ramban says, so that's along the lines of the previous Ramban, that you can, that your Mokim Shvisa is not defined necessarily by where you're eating, where you're sleeping. You can determine that is my place for Shabbos. So the Torah said that's your place for Shabbos. The Torah said you're supposed to be there. The Torah said you're supposed to go out there and take this life. So Eilacha Mokim Shvisa Godol Mizeh. So therefore, the Ramban says no, that even me didn't they write, so if you've gone beyond 3 million, you have the full rights of that being your Mokim Shvisa. I think Rav Moshe writes in the Sefer, in the Derech Moshe, writes that why is Tchumen the first halach of Shabbos the Torah gives us? Right? So he says that because when it comes to Shabbos, it comes in things in general. In terms of a person's growth in general, the first important thing is to define your mokum, to define, which influences you're going to have on you, which ones you want to keep out. That's the first thing. Before you figure out, have the Ashba of Shabbos, the first thing to figure out is how you're going to, what will mashpi on you, and how you're going to maintain those Ashbas. That's what you think of first. And afterward, then you can go to the rest of Shabbos.
And you can't be, you're only
interested in
not coming back and
Okay.